وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi as-salam. We were looking at Amir al-Mu'mineen and how he wanted to establish a system that is fair for everybody, a system where the poor are fed, a system where the security of people have been enforced, an environment where everyone could live in peace. Without these prerequisites, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi could not invite people to accept any Islamic rules or regulations, because when one is hungry, the last thing on his mind would be him trying to practice religion. I mean, obviously, we don't include everybody, but for the majority of the common people, that is the case. With Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he could not tolerate that he should sit quietly in his house when the poor citizens, the poor Muslims, were being subjected to oppression, either by those who were before him or those who came during his time and after him, especially during the time of Muawiyah, where Muawiyah was being oppressive to people. A brave and a steadfast person like Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam could not let the Muslim fall a prey to the atrocities of the wolves of Bani Umayyah and remain silent and watches everything and remain silent. Of course, this is not the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, that we know. If he had not come to rescue the Muslims at that difficult moment where they needed him the most, he would have been treated as a coward and not the brave and valiant person as he is known through history. Through the actions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he determined and he wrote his name in the books of history. And not just him, that's with everyone else, especially for those who are in a position of power or those who are under those who are oppressors. If we remain silent and accept oppression that falls on us or that falls on our fellow citizen, fellow men, kingsmen, then we are nothing but cowards. But if we fight, if we stand up for our rights, if we speak up, then history will record and write us as brave heroes. And history, this is what it has been doing since it began. For all those who stood against oppressors are considered to be heroes. And all those who went with the oppressors for the sake of their own desires, for the sake of their own interests, have been looked at as villains and have been looked at as cowardice. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he saw the Muslims in need of a hero, in need of someone to stand up for the right, he rose up to the occasion. And he rose up to this occasion since he was a child supporting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in his mission. Now let us take a short break, then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, and we are still looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam Allah. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he himself said, and he was quoted saying, "I was worried and alarmed lest the foolish and the wicked person should become a ruler of this nation and make the property of God their plaything and the creatures of God their slaves, and fight with the righteous and make the tyrants their helpers." Clearly in the statement, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi is highlighting a very important matter of life, and that is leadership. Those who rule, those who lead, they have two paths in front of them, two roads in front of them. They must take one. Either they decide to be just, fair, and help people and give people their right and establish a utopia for their own people. That's path number one. Or path number two is them becoming tyrants, and they will enslave people, so the people became their slaves, and their wealth and their property becomes their plaything. This is in the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen. At the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, each, whether it's him or Banu Umayyah, they stood on different paths. Where Banu Umayyah, they did in fact take the servants of Allah as servants and take the property of people as their plaything or their plaything. And the righteous ones were killed and no one could stand against them. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he himself, he stood on the path of truth. He stood as a thorn in the eyes and in the hands of Banu Umayyah. And Banu Umayyah could not tolerate the justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen any longer. Therefore, Muawiyah, he started trying to every possible way to get rid of Amir al-Mu'mineen, be it inciting fitna and sedition from within by bringing the case of Uthman and those who killed Uthman. And then Talha and Zubair had to go to fight Amir al-Mu'mineen in the first battle of Kamu. When that failed, and Amir al-Mu'mineen continued to establish justice, Muawiyah, he himself, took it upon himself to rage war against Amir al-Mu'mineen, be it in Safin or be it in Nahrawan. And then when that also failed, Muawiyah, obviously, the only way in front of him now is to convince those, in a way or another, directly or indirectly, to get rid of Amir al-Mu'mineen altogether. Because Ali alayhi salam was the embodiment of justice. Ali alayhi salam stood for the human rights. He's the one who said, "People are of two kinds, either a brother in faith or equal in humanity." So there was no room in the life of Ali or in the path of Ali for any person to be oppressed, for any person for his right to be taken. And therefore, that was one of the reasons and the main reasons that caused Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to surrender his soul in the mosque of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the holiest places, in a way where his blood was shed. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala
على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله.